folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
I'm ready. Are you, Stephanie?
Oh, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Well, that's pretty ready.
Well, welcome to Pork Therapy. And we're so glad you've joined us again on the Pork Therapy love seat as
Indeed.
We sit here tonight. And
thanks for listening.
Mike's facial hair is looking particularly luxurious tonight. You're
particularly missing. I shaved particularly today.
Yes. Well, it's there, but it's very short. Right.
Right. It's,
anyway.
It's subcutaneous at the moment.
That's hot.
It's a big word,
Did you
huh?
just say subcutaneous? Wow. That really gets me going. Anyway. Welcome to Pork
I think
Therapy.
We should start a new tradition where we find out what a new thing that turns you on every episode.
And all of them are totally real. So I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mike.
And we're so glad
and
that
you're
you
the listener.
Again. And
Thank
you're
you.
The listener. That's right. We got to put them in their place, define their role. And you can find us on the web at porktherapywithac.com.
Boy, think if someone actually typed out porktherapywithac.com. D-O-T-C-O-M.
This is lame. This is such a lame intro, Mike. We should start over.
But you know we're not going to.
No, we're not.
Right.
We never do.
March on. Press on.
Oh, anyway. We're a little tired because we've been recording a bunch of episodes tonight, but we do it for you, listeners. We do it all for your pleasure.
That's
so
right. We slave away.
You better like it.
And wear our mouths to the bone, if that's possible. And
well, our bone
for
is our
you.
Teeth, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're nothing but a skull with teeth left after these episodes. And we do it for you. We
oh,
walk uphill to
so
school
weird.
Both directions in the snow barefoot.
We do.
For
we
you.
Do. We do walk uphill in the snow to school. Anyway, so you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com if you want to ask us a question.
Please do.
Because right now we're just doing a topic that we find fascinating because we have a lack of questions. And
we're using the term we loosely.
Oh. Right. Mike doesn't find this fascinating.
Because, oh, I do. I do, actually. It's just...
is it because you deal with this topic on a daily basis, Mike?
Oy.
No, you never get rejected. You get date requests all the time in
rejection.
Your email, in your Pork Therapy email.
Yeah, bah, humbug.
There's so many people writing to mike@porktherapy.com
or calling...
to ask him out tomorrow night or calling and exposing their lovely voices.
419-PT-LOVE-4.
That's right.
You can ask us your questions so we don't have to ask our own.
That's right.
But
we do ask our own anyway.
We're going to ask about, or we're going to talk about rejection.
That's right.
Is there any specific part about?
Well,
yes,
Mike.
Okay.
We did an episode a little while ago with somebody who was in a relationship, and it was a guy in a relationship with a girl, and the girl broke it off in a very indirect, non-committal way. If you
non-communicative,
if that makes,
yeah.
Right, non-communicative way. She said, I think we ought to slow things down. But
and
what she really
vanished.
Meant was we ought to stop seeing each other.
Yeah.
And so the guy was confused by this, and he asked us about it. But we just wanted to do a relationship. Yeah, I'm getting tired, Mike. We wanted to do an episode about rejection and ending relationships and how to do it gracefully, how to do it the right way. And
actually, would rejection usually... be ending relationships or... failing to start them?
It could be either one.
How do you... How
I think
you...
of it in either context. Like, you could reject someone for a date and then you never start a relationship with them.
Right.
Or you could reject like someone as far as continuing to be in a relationship with them when you're already in
you
one.
You can. I just... Boy, that's an atypical definition of rejection, I think.
Really?
In my opinion.
So how do you, what would you call the ending of a relationship? Would you just call it that?
Well, I guess it depends on how it ended.
Well,
but how is someone rejected? I mean, maybe if some... big change happened and, you know, you've been in a relationship for 10 years and all of the sudden you got a new job or, and you know, hence a big income mm-hmm. and you've changed your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they say, you know, I don't like you anymore. I'm out of here. Maybe that could be rejection. But because you're rejecting the new you, but how are you just rejecting someone who you've grown tired of and you've grown your separate ways?
I don't want you anymore. I still think of that as rejection.
You win.
Thanks, Mike. I know I win. I had the spatula after all. But anyway, I think it's a difference of degrees. You know, it's if you reject someone and say, you know, we've had a lot of fun for the last 10 years, but I'm just not feeling it anymore. That's a rejection as much as,
you're right,
hey,
that
get
is.
Out of here. I don't want to see you again. But I never want to talk to you again.
That first way is probably the most pleasant way it could happen. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
It's very straightforward, very quick, very direct, very,
yeah,
you know,
well, that's
friendly, you know.
Yeah. That's what
kind,
we wanted.
Yeah.
That was the longest silence ever on Pork Therapy, Mike. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations, talkie.
Congratulations. I like that. That's a new one. why don't we start off this topic by talking about how people normally reject each other? We've already
bullshitted for about 6 minutes. I think that's a bad idea, and we're not going to talk about this. How are you going to deal with that?
Oh, did you just reject
me? Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Rejected your idea for a show.
Nobody likes me. I'm going to go eat worms.
Eat worms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry. How did you say we should open this?
I think we should start to talk about common ways that people reject each other, which we don't agree with. Or we think are bad, poorly communicative ways to reject.
Wow. Well, you start with an example.
Okay. Well, here's an example.
Passive aggressive, I guess.
Right. Or, okay, my favorite example is, you know, two people are dating. One of them suddenly just stops talking to, like, starts ignoring chats, starts, you know, starts, like, just not answering calls or not returning calls, not returning emails. Blows the other person off and never really says, like, I don't want to see you anymore,
right,
but just starts ignoring.
I gasped when you started explaining this example because just about an hour ago, an acquaintance of mine who happens to live around the corner was just dumped this way.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah, well, it's so common. That's the thing. I've been dumped that way.
It's so late. And actually, I think this particular breakup started with one of the partner who did the breaking up, like, vanishing for a day, just disappearing, and then breaking up with the person, like, on Facebook.
Oh.
Just so
horrible. Oh, that's
horrible.
So immature, yeah. I mean, that's what word it brings to mind is immature. Like, if you can't face the person that you're in a relationship with and you can't say to their face, like, it's over, or at least call them on the phone
and
or send them an email or something. I mean, on Facebook?
Well, actually, phone and email would both really, really suck, but Facebook's even worse.
Yeah, that's so impersonal. I mean, just, like,
you're
announcing to everybody else that you want to break up with this person, and they're, like, the last one to find out.
I wonder, by the way, I don't know if he did it on I gave away a gender. If he did it on a private message on Facebook, or if he posted relationship status change. So without even telling her, without even saying to her, we're through, he just changed his status on Facebook, which everyone in the world can see. And that might be how she found out she was dumped.
Wow.
That's just disgusting.
That's a brutal way to break up with somebody.
It's a brutal way to be broken up with. It's a horrendous way to break up with someone.
It's extremely inconsiderate.
Disgusting.
Very inconsiderate and rude. It's, our peanut gallery said it's like leaving a Post-it note.
That would be better.
Yeah, that almost would be better. I mean, it's like, at least a Post-it note could be personal. But
and private. It could be on your own fridge. Yeah,
it.
Exactly. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's
it's like leaving a billboard.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, so many people do that kind of thing. Like, why
that's
do they...
just sad.
Mike, I have a question. What's the worst way that someone's ever dumped you?
Well...
Or have you ever been... You've probably never been dumped.
No, I have. I was going to say I've never been dumped because I've only been in so few relationships in my life, but I actually am remembering at least one dump right now, and she did it pretty horribly. She basically dumped me because we weren't compatible with sex, and I wasn't doing it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only after a couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
And she dumped me by saying something to the effect of, I don't remember exactly, something to the effect of, well, she didn't even talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
She just said, I don't think we have much in common, so let's just keep it superficial. And then she stopped talking to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least she...
Yeah, she said something like that. She didn't say those exact words, but something like, I only want to talk about... Or we should only talk about simple things, or something like that. I don't remember.
That's really...
It was horrible.
That's vague and confusing.
I don't like this person
not
anymore.
That good.
Yeah, indeed, she is superficial.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I guess I was broken up with this way as well.
Wow, yeah, that's bad. I'm trying to think of... I'm trying to think of the worst way that I was broken up with, and I think that I think it was probably the disappearing act. I think that
That's got to be horrible.
I had a guy that I was dating for 2 years, and he did this to me.
My jaw fell open.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Well,
I mean, if you've been in a relationship with someone for 2 years, I mean, of course I got over it and everything and I moved on. But it's like you've been with someone for 2 years. You talk about everything. You tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. And you can't even
say goodbye.
Yeah, you can't even. You just stop talking to them and completely ignore them. And in fact, this was when I was in college. I even ran into this guy like a little bit, a couple months later after he stopped talking to me and I got the hint that he didn't want to be, you know, date me anymore. And you know what? He was sitting in a little cubicle and he peeked his eyes over the cubicle and he saw that it was me and he hid down behind it.
That is just chicken shit.
Oh, it was so bad.
You know, this couple that I told you about an hour ago who broke up, I don't know how long they've been together, but they had a kid together.
Oh,
and he
my
just
God.
Vanishes.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid's maybe 5 years old or something, or 2 years old.
That's
or something.
That's so sad.
Or a baby.
How could somebody do that?
I don't know. It's just horrible.
Yeah. That's...
It's just an absolute...
Yeah. That's atrocious.
It may actually be better for this woman and their child that this guy's no longer there. If that's how he's going to raise the kid to communicate like that. Holy moly.
Oh, that's what I would say to her, definitely. Oh, man. Well, that's too bad.
Okay, so there's some very depressing examples of rejection.
So what's the best way you've ever been broken up with? Let's turn the tables. Because I have a good one.
Well, go with yours while I'm trying to think of one.
Okay. I had a boyfriend who was... I dated him when both of us were very young. He was, like, the first guy I ever dated. But he was wise beyond his years, very mature. And he broke up with me, and he said, I'm not attracted to you anymore. And
it's gotta hurt, but it's direct and
it
clean.
It did hurt. It was it was hurtful, but you know what?
It wasn't hurtful though.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't hurtful, but
it
didn't feel good at the time. I was like, well, I'm attracted to you, and that makes me kind of sad. But you know what? I got over it, and you know what? We've been friends for the past 11 years, and that's totally cool.
That's great. So it worked.
Yeah, totally.
I can't think of a way that I was rejected well, and I just think that maybe because I haven't been in that many relationships, and not most of them ended without rejection. They just kind of, maybe you define it as rejection, but we just kind of grew apart and we separated. We just we said we're done with this.
Yeah.
But
there was actually a conversation.
And I'm still friends with most of them.
But there was a conversation that took place that gave a closure to the situation.
How is that rejection? That's ending of relationships, which could be an episode, but that's not really rejection.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm still friends with these people.
Yeah, well, they rejected you as a sex partner, right?
Or I rejected them.
Or you rejected them.
Yes, I guess. You're defining rejection differently again. I'm rejecting, every day, every morning if I go to work, I'm rejecting you for that hour because I'm going to work instead of you. It's not rejection. I know.
Well, our peanut gallery is saying, you probably can't hear them right now, but they're saying it's like an opportunity cost, which is an interesting way to put it, right?
Yeah, and I'd say that's a better term than rejection for some of these examples.
Some of them, yeah. Well, okay, so we've gone over some ways that we were broken up with that we didn't like.
Good and bad.
And good and bad. And what do you think those good ways have in common? I think that they're direct and that they're...
This might
truthful.
Be, there might, well, right? Truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think this might be very subjective. In my opinion, it would be better...
You think
better...
some people want to be broken up with by the disappearing act?
I don't know. Perhaps.
I don't think...
Well, here's what I was going to say. What the good ones have in common, what I'd consider the good breakups or good rejections have in common is they're communicative, they're direct, and they're truthful, like you said.
Sure.
However, that to me is like ripping a Band-Aid off quick, and not everyone likes to do that. They might want it slow and drawn out so that it's easier, step by step.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know... Maybe some people would prefer – they're in a hot and heavy relationship. Maybe they'd prefer, okay, well, we'll only have sex once a week for a while and then once a month. And then, you know, if we currently have date nights, well, I would prefer a breakup to be, well, we stop having date nights. And then,
and
you know, gradual,
we emotionally pull back from each other.
Yeah, and maybe
right?
we stop telling each other what we did at work that day. Or
maybe people do that subconsciously before they even realize they want to end the relationship. Yeah. They start to pull back before they even realize that they don't want to be a part of it. Well, I mean, you had a little bit of an issue with the way that I defined rejection, Mike, but maybe let's talk about rejecting offers for dates, things like that, because that's a little bit more
along
the lines of rejection.
The first thing I thought of when we talked about rejection was starting or the lack of starting a relationship as opposed to ending a long one.
Right.
So if you try to ask someone out or go out on a few dates and then end it, that seems like rejection to me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? Have you had good and bad experiences with that?
Well, I would say that last example I got of the woman who stopped seeing me because I wasn't
We
sexually
weren't
good enough.
compatible.
Right. That was just after a few
I don't think
dates.
it wasn't that
So,
you weren't good enough. I think it was that you just weren't compatible with
well, that's
her.
how I'd say it, but
Yeah.
she basically said, "You're not doing it for me."
Yeah,
But
well.
anyway,
Her
that was
loss.
after only like two dates. So that was also the beginning of a relationship.
Oh my God, Mike,
Yeah.
you're such a slut. You had sex on the first date?
I tried, let's put it that way.
You man whore. I'm just kidding, Mike. You do whatever you want. Anyway, what were we talking about?
The beginning or the
Oh, right, the beginning of a relationship, yeah. Have you ever gone on a date with someone who you didn't really think it would work out? Like, you knew before you agreed to go on the date that you didn't think it would work out, but you went anyway?
No, have you?
Yes, I've done that.
Why?
Because I thought there was a chance that it could work out, and I didn't want to leave the person out. What is the peanut gallery saying?
Said you're just being cruel.
Because you're torturing
Yes, maybe that is cruel. I mean, there was one person in particular that I went on a date with that I knew that, well,
me.
I didn't know, but
But it was very
I had a
probable.
feeling that it probably wasn't going to work out, but I said, eh, I'll go, I'll try it, I'll give him a chance. I don't really know him that well. And so I did, and then, I went on a date, I wasn't feeling it, and I told him. I just said, hey, I had fun, but I'm not really that interested, I'm not feeling it, and
So I would
thanks for the
say if that,
evening.
I would say technically that was a rejection. Now, I would say also that if he also wasn't feeling it and wasn't interested in you, it wasn't really, he didn't feel rejected.
Right. But he was interested, so.
Okay. And do you happen to know if he felt bad about you saying, "Hey, I'm not interested?" Or is he fine and are you still friends?
Oh, we're definitely still
Oh,
friends.
yeah. So
Yeah.
there's
He obviously didn't get all butthurt about it and not want to speak to me ever again.
all what hurt?
Butthurt?
Butthurt? Never heard of
It's
that.
an old Greg phrase.
Oh.
I think I picked it
Look
up
it
from
up,
him.
old Greg with two G's.
Oh God. Maybe you don't want to. I've got
So
an angina.
basically that was another band-aid. Rip off the band-aid quickly, right?
Yeah, it was a rip off the band. Well, there wasn't much of a band-aid to
No,
rip off.
that's
It was
true.
only one date. We spent an hour together, 2 hours together, right? It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yep.
I
Did you have
mean,
sex?
no.
Damn. Kidding.
Oh, I'm not that easy, Mike. I'm a tough nut to crack. Let's see. I don't know what I think the best ways to reject people are honest, direct, and but courteous at the
And
same
why
time
would
and
you say those are the
tactful.
best? What would be the best to accomplish
Because
what?
you don't want it to be ambiguous what you
Yeah.
want. You want to make it exact it totally clear how you want to. I'm not
I would
making sense.
say.
You want to make it clear that you are rejecting them,
Yep.
but at the same time, you don't want that to be overly mean and
I
cruel.
would say that's what exactly what I'd say.
Right.
You want to reject them because you want to save your life. You want to save your time. You don't
Yeah.
want to spend months in a relationship that you know isn't working or that you're not going to be happy. End
Right.
it. Be done.
Sure.
But you don't need to make someone feel bad about themselves. Just be as quick and
Yeah.
honest and clean, as polite as possible. It's
And
not working.
you don't need
I
to
don't like this
be.
about you. We're incompatible. Whatever.
Yeah, oh, and those are all good
And
ways to say it.
then no one is hanging around thinking something might work and doing better and better.
Sure. And what that's a legitimate reason. I've heard people say before that they want to break up with someone that they're seeing, but they feel like they don't have a good enough reason, right? I've heard people actually say
There
that,
is no
that
reason better than want to.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean, yeah.
You don't need a well-defined reason. You can always just say, I don't think the chemistry's there. I'm not really feeling
Yeah.
it. I'm not really interested anymore.
Yeah, it's not exciting. It's not boring enough. It's not
Yeah,
whatever. It's just
whatever.
not
Yeah.
working.
Yeah. I
Although maybe a tact there would be to try and figure out what's not working and change it.
Yeah.
But if you're done, you're done.
I yeah.
You need
Can I
two
tell a
people.
story?
I bet you can.
I'm sorry. Keep
No,
going,
don't be
Mike.
sorry. I'm done.
I rejected someone once for a hygiene issue. And the person didn't want to accept the rejection. They said, "Well, I'll work on it. I'll fix it.
Oh.
I'll fix the issue." And but at that point I
See,
was
that's
turned off and
interesting.
I wasn't interested in.
So when you rejected them, it was because they had the hygiene issue, or that was your excuse to reject them?
The hygiene issue turned me off, and I became no longer interested in that
Okay.
person.
So you said, I'm done. because right. of the hygiene issue.
Right.
And this person.
This is so hard to talk about without cracking up. I felt.
Crack up.
Okay, I cracked up. I'm done. I feel bad talking about this even because
oh.
I.
Well, you brought it up.
It embarrasses me.
Yeah,
you know,
all right.
You know,
next example.
Okay, next example. Well, the point of this podcast is to step out of our comfort zones and write and share our experiences.
Really? I'm just having fun. I want to stay comfortable and have fun. Actually, the purpose for me would be to make $1 million, but that's not happening.
Well, the point of that example was to say that I don't think I handled that in totally the right way because I brought up the hygiene issue, and I was direct about it, and I said it in a way that I considered it to be polite and not mean, like direct,
right.
but polite.
Right.
And the person said, you know, I really appreciate you telling me that. Nobody has ever told me that before. And I appreciate you saying that.
But they didn't take it as rejection. They took it as critique and let's move on.
Well, no, I said that, you know, you have this issue and it's a huge turnoff for me and I don't want to see you anymore.
Oh.
And they said, well, you know, if I work on the issue and I fix it, do you think that we could see each other? And I just didn't respond.
Ah,
so that was not the right way to handle it. Even though I went about it directly at first, and I was honest and
yeah.
whatever, I didn't handle it right the second time because I was just it was so icky and uncomfortable, and I just did not want to deal with it.
And then
so
for our listeners as evidence,
I didn't want
that...
to fight about it. I didn't want to hash it out.
Right.
I felt already delivered
yes.
it right. I felt done.
But
yeah.
then
Oops,
what was
sorry,
the
Mike.
What was the re- you knocked my head
knocked
off
your head off.
Then
sorry.
What was the result of you ignoring him?
There was no real repercussion. I assume that he got the hint.
Oh, you didn't communicate later?
We ran into each other once,
oh, okay.
but I mean, and it was, you know, we had a small talk conversation and it wasn't really a big deal. So I think it was, I mean, it didn't go totally poorly. It
okay.
wasn't like, you know, I don't think he really has.
So essentially you successfully rejected him. It was quick. It was direct.
Mm-hmm.
It was polite.
Sure.
However, then there was some bad communication for
right.
a short while, so it was
yeah.
almost unrelated.
So I was, you know, critiquing myself.
Okay.
I should have followed up and
this
said
is the learning
directly,
show.
No, I'm sorry. This
I made a mistake.
This
that's
is a permanent
okay.
thing.
Okay. Because people like me.
I don't know about that. Oh, all right. Are we done with rejection or are we rejecting our listeners?
By now they're probably all asleep anyway.
Oh, maybe they are. Yeah, they didn't want to stay tuned for that juicy story at the end. No pun intended.
Well, how about, real quick, let's see if we can talk about any kind of rejection other than, like, romantic relationships.
Okay. How about firing someone from a job?
Sure. Ooh, I've had to do that before.
Oh, yeah? So how did you do that? Did you feel bad about it?
Not about it. I felt bad doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel bad about it because I realized they weren't working here.
Right.
I mean, not working.
They
weren't working
doing
out.
Work.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't helping them or me for them to be working there. So I didn't feel bad about it happening,
mm-hmm.
but I still felt bad about firing them because no one wants to get fired.
Right.
Well, hardly anyone.
Yeah, and some people take it really hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
and so what I did was...
There are graceful ways to accept rejection as well as to deliver rejection, right? Like,
sure.
If someone breaks up with you, you can always say, okay, you know, that's totally fine. I hope that we can be friends, or I hope that we can
or
be civil to each
that
other.
That really sucks, but I'll try and get over it. Or I need some time alone, then we'll talk later. Or
yeah,
something
or
like that.
Well, it's sad, but I had
yeah.
fun while we were together,
yeah.
and thanks for, you know, all the fun times that we had.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. And if you get fired, you can say, okay, well, you know, we had a good relationship, and that's fine. Maybe you'll consider being a reference for me in the future, or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
that's right.
You know. I don't know. What did you say to the person that you fired?
There was a system in place where we could, where I, as their, you know, leader or manager or whatever, could
mm-hmm.
track their performance on certain, you know, issues. And,
mm-hmm.
and I said, look, we've talked about this a number of times, and you said this is what you need to improve in this area, and we've given you that, and you haven't improved, and
oh.
it's been so many tries, and I can't have this anymore. I've got to fire you.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
I think that's a perfectly reasonable way to let someone go from a job. Do you think so?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know,
you know what, I've
you
heard
gave
of...
him warnings before.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like it came out of the blue.
Absolutely.
And, like, you had certain expectations of him for to do at his job, and
based
he
on his
wasn't
own
meeting those
desire,
expectations.
His own needs. He said,
right.
I asked him, you know, what do you need in order to improve this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what it was, coming in late or whatever it was. And
mm-hmm.
they said, well, I need 3 more tries, or I need you to give me a wake-up call, or whatever it was. I did it, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that that probably was a long time ago. But you still had such direct and awesome communication. So good for you, Mike.
I try.
Yeah, I remember quitting a job that I didn't like, mm-hmm. and I.
Oh.
What I said was, and I've asked for raises before and things like that. And what I said when I quit that job was that, hey, you know, like this has been great, but it's not working out for me anymore because there have been some changes in my schedule. Mm. And, you know, maybe I'd like to do this once in a while, but I can't do it on a regular basis anymore. And I hope that's okay with you. And it went totally fine.
Cool.
You know,
it reminded me of a job. I'm going to try and tweak this story to make it fit into the rejection topic.
Okay.
I just want to talk about it.
Okay.
But when I was in college, I took a job mm-hmm. in the telemarketing department where they call the alumni and beg for money.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And cold
the
calls.
Leibunt,
yeah,
right?
The Leibunt's, right.
The Leibunt.
Yeah. Last year, but unfortunately not this. Leibunt.
That's what
that
I
means
learned.
They donated last year.
From Mike's job.
But I hated cold calling people begging for money so much.
Oh, that's brutal.
And this after
that's
2 weeks.
That's where you deal with rejection a lot.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not going to give
I
you
couldn't
money.
Deal with
slam
it.
The
and
phone
I didn't,
down.
I didn't deal with rejecting this job well either. I quit it by. Have we talked about this in a previous episode?
Only about the Leibunt.
Oh, okay. I quit this job by not coming into work, but having my friend who was also in the job with me go into work on his normal shift and say, Mike, quit. And then 2 weeks later, he went in and collected my last paycheck for me.
Oh, my God.
Or my
that's
only paycheck.
So indirect.
It was so horrible.
So did you learn from that experience? Did you feel bad that that was what you did?
I don't think I did then. I think mm-hmm. then I felt, oh, my God, I hate this and these people so much. I can't go in there. I'm too embarrassed that I can't hack it, etc., mm. and I just didn't do it. But, you know, looking back, I realized that's just absolutely horrible communication. It didn't do them any favor to just disappear.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and then, they were probably thinking, oh, I wonder if Mike is okay. He didn't show up to work
today.
Yeah,
it could be. Maybe. Although, you know, when my friend went and quit for me, mm-hmm. maybe they thought, you know, maybe they were just thinking, well, this guy's bad at communication. We don't want him anyway, and they were done. Who
sure.
knows?
Yeah.
I don't know because I didn't communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was right. barely related to rejection.
No, I think that
I rejected
was,
that job.
I think that was good. That was what I was looking for. Well, I mean, the overarching like moral of this episode or whatever is that there are several ways you can reject people, and usually people choose the indirect route, but we at Pork Therapy encourage you to be direct and honest.
That's right.
But not mean, but direct and honest.
Yes, there's polite ways to say unfriendly
and just let people know what's
things.
Up.
Yeah.
You know, just let them know what's going on. So
not only is communication
idea.
Key in all relationships, it's key in rejecting all relationships
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. It's key in ending all relationships. Well, thanks for listening tonight. And
yes.
You can find us on the web. Oh, and if you want to practice rejection, you can email Mike@porktherapy.com and you can ask him out on a date, but you know what? You might get rejected because his calendar is full tomorrow night.
That's right.
This is
finally.
The first time this has ever
finally.
Happened in the history of Pork Therapy.
What am I doing tomorrow night?
Well, you're going to
going
pork,
on a date.
You're going to Porkfest and you're recording Pork Therapy with
oh,
me.
Right on. I'm rejecting you listeners in advance then.
Exactly, in favor of me. thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time, right?
We will. We'll catch you every time, and you can.
Oh, don't forget to call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Or email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
That's right. And
thanks.
Ask us your questions, and we won't reject you.
I'll try not to.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.